It's 10:22. Little girls out front just like they used to be. Hello, sweetheart. A lot of things going on. It's Friday and a 60s weekend at Wacky.
E-Radio.
Petula Clark in downtown, 1965. Tom Presta Giacomo at 10:28, reliving memories. Boy, this is the high school all over again. Like I said, I got up this morning and was listening to Bailey and felt that I was supposed to have my geometry homework done for high school. What a day, I'm telling you. You know, no 60s weekend would be complete without the Turtles. That's from 1967, and we're so happy together. And while we're on the topic of 60s, which, of course, will be all the weekend long, the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation is having a 60s dance at the Highview Volunteer Fire Department. Now, they're out on Fagan Bush Lane, 7308 Fagan Bush Lane. It goes on from 9 until 1 o'clock, and I wonder how many people remember the Epics, a local group along with Cosmo and the Counts and a few other people that are still around. Now, I don't know if I doubt very seriously that Cosmo and the Counts are going to be there, but I do know that the Epics will be at the dance. Admission, $15. A couple tickets are available at the door. Includes beer, setups, and proceeds go to help cystic fibrosis. A good cause. 10:36 with Tom Presta Giacomo on a 60s weekend. It's October of 66. Howard Modell and I are reliving the past year in a 60s weekend. It's 10:40 at WAKY.
Did you do any radio in the 60s at all?
None whatsoever. Well, I used to, you know, in the late 60s, my voice changed. You know, I went from hello there. I used to call the operator and she'd say, hold on, ma'am. You know, it was one of those kind of things. But my voice changed in the late 60s. And I don't think
mine ever did. I'm suffering the consequences.
You mean you came out with pipes like that? That's pretty nice. Nothing wrong with that. You sound fine. But, you know, I went through. I used to sing soprano.
Did you really?
Seriously. Never professionally, thank God. But I used to sing very, you know, I used to have a very high-pitched voice. And all of a sudden, you know, puberty hit, whatever you want to call it. And it, you know, dropped 18 octaves. And, you know, I sound like I was talking from the basement. I went to bed one night and said, good night, everybody. And woke up the next morning and said, hi, it's for breakfast. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
C4.
As a Bob White's whistle, cold and clean and sharp as a thistle. There's just no doubt about it, this'll be a ding-dong dandy day. A ding-dong dandy day. In Derby Town, the weather's fine.
When you tune to Channel 79,
it's W-A-K. Why, you know we call it Wacky, Wacky Radio.
Kentuckiana weather from Wacky's Instant Weather Service. Sunny, pleasant, and a high of 74 before sundown. Clear, patchy fog in the evening with a low of 45 degrees. In the afternoon, Saturday, sunny skies and a high of 75. Right now in the River City Mall at 61. Wacky wants to know what you did in the 60s. Give me a call. We'll talk about it at 589-WAKY. 11:28 with Tom Presta Giacomo on a 60s weekend, trying to get Dirty Harry over to the microphone. Come on, Harry. I'm going to stall until you get over here. We haven't got all day. Quit your work. That's right. Drop it. Come on over here now. We're going to have a good time. Harry and I guess, can be referred to as late 60s children.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You're over here at my microphone. Come on, Harry. What do you remember about the 60s? Now, you're not from around here, though. You know, you're from up the river. What do you remember about the 60s and Wacky? Anything
things like We Shall Overcome and A Big Bad Dome.
Oh, Harry, I swear. This is what I get for asking a question. 11:29 and Wacky.
Do I know a great place for lunch?
Now, don't forget, if you're into the 60s, check out our 60s dance. It'll be with Cystic Fibrosis at Highview Volunteer Fire Department. 7308 Fagenbush Lane starts at 9 o'clock Saturday and goes until, I guess, they run out of music. 11:37 with Tom Presta Giacomo. On the phone with me is a 1966 graduate of Fairdale High School. Mike Maddox, how you doing today?
Oh, just fine.
Now, tell me something. What do you remember about the 60s?
Oh, it was a lot happier time than I can say the 70s were.
Why do you say that?
Well, I don't know. It seemed a little bit more simpler. Things weren't as expensive. Times wasn't as complicated.
Really?
What'd
you guys do for fun back in the 60s?
Oh, we cruised Jerry's and Frisch's, which back then was the thing to do.
Well, do you remember 4th Street being a street?
Oh, yeah, 4th Street used to be the main drag on a Friday and Saturday night.
Well, where did the people come from? What schools? Did everybody from Fairdale come down and cruise 4th Street, or was it...
Fairdale, Southern, Durant, all the county schools, the city schools.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then back then, sports were... people put their heart more in sports than they do now. I mean, it was more rivalries back then.
All right, well, who was Fairdale's big rival?
Southern High School.
Southern High School. I guess that's pretty much changed with the...
Oh, yeah,
That's something else. Well, what do you remember about Rocky?
Well, I remember Bobbin with the Robin. There's a jingle. that goes along with that.
Bobbin with Robin.
Yeah, I went bobbing with the Robin Go with Rocky Radio.
Yeah, and, you know, I listened to Bailey this morning. In fact, I got up at 6 o'clock to get into this because it you know, it really gave me a chance. This is the first time I've had a chance to work a 60s weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I grew up with Wacky. I guess everybody did, didn't
they? Oh, yeah, I've been listening to Wacky since it was a Wacky.
That's something else. Do you remember when Wacky changed from WGRC to Wacky?
Yes, I do.
That's something else. What song did they play all day?
I don't remember.
Purple People Eater.
That's right.
Jumpin' Jack Sanders took care of that song, played it for a day straight while they changed formats. Really something else. But nobody mentioned Bob Robin at all.
I was listening. I've been listening to it all day, and I hadn't heard anybody mention it, so I thought I'd call and see if anybody could maybe remember him.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go back and check the Wacky archives. Hey, Mike, what's your favorite song from the 60s? Any particular group you liked?
The Dave Clark Five, I have to say, was my favorite group back then.
Okay. Hey, thanks for being on with us this morning.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.